journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. I got a flyer that's been updated for our event that's happening this Saturday, October 25th. This is going to be the event is the first annual Homesteader Expo in Gaylord, Michigan. The Gaylord Family Fellowship Church. And this flyer is so small, I can barely read it, but I will try. The event is going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, October 25th. The Gaylord Family Fellowship Church, located at 805 West Street in Gaylord, Michigan. They have a ton of booths and vendors set up for you to come and meet with these people. They're going to have presentations starting at 10 o'clock to 10:30. They have events all the way until 3:45. So if you can, they are asking for donations for hamburgers and hot dogs, which will be available. All ages are welcome. Bring the kids. Stop in, visit with everybody. It's going to be a very, very informative event. First annual Homesteader Expo, Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, Gaylord Family Fellowship Church, 805 West Street, Gaylord, Michigan. I have a flyer. If you want it, just text me EXPO, E-X-P-O, and I will forward it directly to you. Greatly appreciate the information. Thank you for sending it to me. I have saved it in my phone. I have tagged it with Expo. So if you're interested in going to this event on Saturday, this Saturday, October 25th in Gaylord, just text me Expo. It is the first annual Homesteader Expo set up by these folks. Greatly appreciate you guys sending me the information. One of the things, my stories that I was reviewing this morning, prepping for today's show, having to do with Lansing, having to do with basically one of the, I think, probably the most important that you can look at is the process of how this is going to happen in Lansing moving forward for the rest of this legislative session. The federal government shutdown, how is that impacting the state government here in the state of Michigan? As we now have officially gotten into the longest federal government shutdown in the history of our country, some of the projects, some of the departments are starting to look at the impact as the federal government is now moving into its fourth week. MSHDA, Michigan State Housing Development Authority, has projects put on pause. And the UIA, Unemployment Insurance Agency, is prepared to assist laid off federal workers as federal government shutdown has now moved into its fourth week. MSHDA, again, Michigan State Housing Development Authority Director Amy Hovey said most of her agency's programs and projects would continue. However, there are a few of our multifamily projects that do require HUD approval for funding. These projects will have to wait until the HUD staff returns back to Washington, Ovi said. Another MISHDA spokesperson said there were 11 rental development projects that have been affected by the federal government shutdown due to the furloughs to the employees that work at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, known as HUD. Federal workers have been furloughed because the federal government shutdown could end up putting them on unemployment. If forced to do so, the Unemployment Insurance Agency said they've put together a webpage to help those federal workers. UIA Director Jason Palmer said, "We have created a webpage that explains what you need to know about filing for unemployment and highlights resources outside of the UIA that might be helpful to families who have lost their paycheck due to the federal government shutdown. Any federal worker who accepts the deferred resignation program would need a good cause for doing so to not be disqualified from unemployment benefits here in the state of Michigan. Shutdown affected workers can apply if they were stationed in Michigan before the shutdown or are a Michigan resident and was on duty outside the country. As many federal workers are now facing layoffs and job uncertainty, the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency is ready to help," Palmer said. So if you're a federal worker, you live and was stationed to do your work from Michigan, or you're a Michigan resident on duty outside the country, you can apply for these benefits and this assistance. So I just wanted to get that story out there. I know Justin Michael mentioned it on Friday's interview that as he's been traveling around the 1st Congressional District running for Congress, that a lot of people he's discovered are actually federal workers for the federal government. So pretty interesting. Now, I got a text message over the weekend from one of our listeners, and there was a sale. We've all heard about the Antrim County lawsuit back in the 2020 election. Good patriot friend of ours, who's now deceased, Bill Bailey, represented by Matt DiPernell, sued Antrim County, the Antrim County clerk, and was disputing the results of the outcome of the election as reported on election night here in Antrim County based on the fact that we use Dominion voting machines here in Antrim County. Well, without a whole lot of hoopla, Dominion Voting Systems was sold and was bought on October 9th, 11 days ago. The Republican-leaning owner of the company renamed Dominion Voting Systems Liberty Vote, which will cause the Board of State Canvassers to rework the contracts held by the voting machine company. Election Director Jonathan Brader said they don't expect any major operational impacts from the sale, but the contract language would need to be changed to the new name to reflect the new company. Brader said new contracts for voting equipment vendors will expire at the end of February 2027. While this, of course, is going to be after next year's very critically important midterm elections of 2026. We're going to be meeting with the leadership of the newly formed company soon, and we'll keep you posted as to any impacts there may be. But essentially, we're not really expecting any major changes," end quote, said Jonathan Brader. He also went on to say that the owner of Liberty Vote is Scott Leendecker. He's the founder of No Inc., KNOWINK. They have been an electronic poll book software developer. This is the basis of their election background. The owner, Scott Leyendecker, a former Republican election director in St. Louis, posted on the new Liberty Vote website that the company would be dedicated to restoring trust in our elections. Our purpose is simple: to ensure that America's elections are secure, fair, and honest. However, according to a story done by the Daily Caller, Leyendecker's purchase of Liberty Vote included an unusual demand: dropping of the lawsuits by Dominion against prominent conservative figures like Rudy Giuliani, attorney Sidney Powell, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Well, in order to get their hands on the money and sell the company, John Polis, the CEO of Dominion, agreed to these demands and sold the company. So, kind of unusual demand, but the lawsuits, apparently based on the sale of Dominion to this new company, Liberty Vote, those lawsuits have now been dropped. And it's just probably a short period of time before they're formally dismissed in the court system. You want our money? Drop the lawsuits against Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell. So we'll continue to follow this story and, in fact, find out for sure if these lawsuits have, in fact, been dropped. Kind of interesting. And as I go to their website, Liberty Vote, they have a promise signed by the founder chairman of Liberty Vote, Scott Leyendecker. And it's a little bit too long for me to get into this segment, so unfortunately, we're going to have to take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk about LibertyVote.com and a statement from the founder and chairman of the new company who purchased Dominion voting machines. Again, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Back on October 9th, 11 days ago, without a whole lot of media uproar, it was sold. Dominion voting machines have been sold to Scott Leyendecker. He's calling the company Liberty Vote. If you go to the website libertyvote.com, you'll see a lit up Washington Monument with this absolutely gorgeous evening, beautiful sky behind it, with this really unique shot of a ray of sunlight glowing behind it. My fellow Americans, this, again, a statement from Scott Leyendecker, the new founder chairman of Liberty Vote. My fellow Americans, today I'm proud to announce Liberty Vote, a 100% American-owned election technology company dedicated to restoring trust in our elections. Our mission is clear. Every vote must be secure, fair, and verifiable. I spent my life working to strengthen America's elections. That commitment began years ago in the aftermath of the 2000 election, when I worked for the Missouri Secretary of State, later as the election director in St. Louis. I led the effort to modernize outdated systems to rebuild public trust. Eventually, I founded an election technology company that today serves nearly 1 in 4 voters nationwide, across the entire country. With Liberty Vote, we are building on that legacy. We are turning the page and beginning the vital work of restoring faith in American elections. These changes will not happen overnight. Liberty Vote's mission is rooted in American values and committed to transparency, independent audits, and verifiable paper records. Our purpose is simple: to ensure that America's elections are secure, fair, and honest. Signed, Scott Leyendecker, founder and chairman of Liberty Vote. And the logo is the head of an American bald eagle with a red star behind it. They have a contact form if you'd like to contact them, and that's basically it. Their promise, and then an email contact form box that you can fill out and contact them. Now, why is this so important? Well, Dominion machines are used in quite a few counties here in the state of Michigan. Out of the 83 counties, I'm not exactly sure, but if memory serves me right, I believe some 52, 53 counties use Dominion. The other 30 are split up between ESNS and Hart. And don't hold me to those numbers. That's from memory of a story 4 years ago. But it's a pretty substantial. I believe it is more than 50%. Half of our counties use Dominion machines. And in the another story that I found that I was reading about, the entire software changes that are going to take place will do two things. Number one, they will provide for very simple, transparent, easy audits of the election results. Another component is the software that will be put into these Dominion machines is that they will make recounts extremely easy to perform, both in being able to view the ballots that will be stored electronically as pictures, an actual picture of your ballot that can be scanned electronically and visually looked at to verify that you, in fact, voted for this person, not you personally. There's no identity attached to it. But each ballot would be able to be viewed with human eyes to be able to confirm that ballot was, in fact, marked for the person the tally machine said it was voted for. One of the major, major problems we've had is the ability to do recounts quickly, easily, and verify all the accurate information of the true intent of the ballots of the voter. Well, according to Scott Leyendecker, this new company, Liberty Vote, may end up being the company that the majority, if not all, of the counties go to once they prove their programming and what they say they're going to do. So, yes, Dominion, John Polis, CEO, is gone. He's taken the money and left. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all